Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The Chinese economy is set to grow once again by around 5% this year. Of course, economic data from China is not exactly transparent, but if that's accurate, it's certainly not an economy struggling under a major tariff war with America. Much of those tariffed goods bound for America are finding new homes in Europe. Meanwhile, EU export growth to China has all but stalled. Is this a long-term trend, or can we expect the EU to react and decide whether to collaborate or to compete with China in the 21st century? Finbar Birmingham is the senior correspondent for Europe for the South China Morning Post. Good morning, Finbar.
Good morning, Joe.
Finbar, how trustworthy is the data from Beijing?
Oh, this is the perennial question. I mean, nobody really knows. I mean, there are economists that make a living out of trying to conjure up figures that they think are more accurate than the official numbers. We don't exactly know. I mean, there have been issues for years. There's a lot of mistrust about these data. We see occasionally that the Chinese government stops publishing data that it doesn't like. For example, there was a period in which it stopped publishing youth unemployment numbers. Not dissimilar, in fact, to what we have seen in the United States in recent months. We start to see these superpowers starting to look quite similar in some ways these days. But I think, as somebody who follows it every month, we're very careful to observe the trend rather than get carried away with the specific figures. I mean, a lot of people don't trust the specific figures, but if you're looking at trends, you can still certainly draw many conclusions from the numbers.
And would one of those conclusions be that the Chinese economy is doing okay?
This is, again, a big debate. I mean, there's a lot of people who are willing the Chinese economy to fail. And the thing about a country that's as opaque and as much of a black box as China is that you get a lot of projection. I do think it's not doing as bad as people would have expected, considering the headwinds that it's facing. It's under pressure from the United States. It has been for years in a local government debt crisis. There's a property sector crisis. There's overcapacity in manufacturing. There's a weak consumer demand and an inability or an unwillingness. That's another big debate. We hear about the Chinese economy to stimulate consumer demand. So all those things considered, that's before you get, Joe, even to things such as the longer-term trends of an aging population and a shrinking workforce and, you know, obviously the geopolitical risks as well. I think, you know, to be as close to its own targets as it has been, it's not doing as badly as maybe people would have expected.
In terms of China's relationship with Europe, China is certainly exporting a lot more to the European Union, while European export growth to China has stalled. At least the growth in exports is not happening. How would you describe the health or otherwise of Sino-European trade at the moment?
I think the trend that you mentioned has been going on for a while, and it's been getting worse. How I would just describe it is that for decades there was a real symbiosis between what the European economy needed and what China did. That they were very complementary, particularly the biggest trading partner for China in Europe, which is Germany. You know, German manufacturers made a lot of the machines, for example, that were used in Chinese factories to make the goods for the rest of the world. Recall that China was for decades referred to as the workshop of the world. When Chinese consumers, Chinese people were buying their first cars, a lot of them bought European cars. Now what we see is that a lot of those companies that were previously either suppliers or buyers from Europe have become competitors. And so you see this trend where China is buying less and less from Europe, and China is exporting more and more to Europe. In the first half of 2025, the Chinese exports to Europe were up almost 7%, whereas they fell. The European exports to China fell 1.1%. So the trade deficit that Europe has with China has widened exponentially. It's up to almost €1 billion per day. And, you know, we don't read too much into trade. We're not Donald Trump. We don't look at the trade deficit and get fixated on it. But it does represent certain things. It represents the fact that China is becoming much more competitive than it was, and that there is just weaker demand for what Europe does. And what the European Commission gets upset about is why this is the case. There is a suspicion that, you know, Ursula von der Leyen often uses this quote, that China is intentionally becoming less reliant on the world in an effort to shield itself from the external risks, while intentionally also making the rest of the world more reliant on China. So this has become a huge geopolitical friction between the EU and China also. And I'd say the last 3 years, it's really gotten quite bad.
In 10 seconds, what does the Chinese want that we make here in Europe?
Oh, the main thing I would say, if I was to give one, it would be ASML machines, the printing lithographic machines made in the Netherlands that they, without which they can't make semiconductors.
Finbar, thanks very much for joining us. That's Finbar Birmingham, Europe correspondent for the South China Morning Post. And that
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.